AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. An executive at Boeing is apologizing to airlines and to families of victims of 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Kevin McAllister, the CEO of Boeing's commercial aircraft division, told reporters at the Paris Air Show it's time to find out what went wrong.
But without a doubt, it is a pivotal moment for all of us. It's a time to capture learning. It's a time to be introspective. And it's a time for us to make sure accidents like this never happen again.
A total of 346 people were killed. McAllister also said he's sorry for the disruption to airlines from the subsequent grounding of all MAX planes worldwide and to their passengers. A police officer shot and killed a black man in South Bend, Indiana, leading Mayor Pete Buttigieg to return home early from a presidential campaign trip to address the public and to reach out to community members. The shooting happened early yesterday morning in South Bend. Police in Dallas say the bomb squad is examining the vehicle of a person who was shot while exchanging gunfire with federal officers. This happened at the Earl Cabell Federal Building. The suspect in Dallas has been taken to a hospital, and police say no one else was injured. Gloria Vanderbilt has died. Her name was on jeans in the 70s and 80s.
They're my new stretch denim jeans, and they are a pleasure to wear.
Vanderbilt began her extraordinary life as a poor little rich girl of the Great Depression, survived family tragedy and multiple marriages. Her son is CNN anchor Anderson Cooper, who announced she had died. Gloria Vanderbilt was 95. The Supreme Court ruled Virginians will elect members of the House of Delegates using a map seen favorable to Democrats. The political boundaries are important in Virginia. Republicans have control of the House, 51-49. The justices let stand a lower court decision, putting place a new map, saying Republicans didn't have the right to appeal. This is AP Radio News. Taylor Swift's newest video has a message, and she has a lot of help with that message.
Ellen DeGeneres, Laverne Cox, RuPaul, and the cast of Queer Eye all make appearances in the video. So do Ryan Reynolds, Billy Porter, Todrick Hall, Hailey Kiyoko, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Adam Rippon. All these celebrities support gay rights, and Swift herself has recently announced her support for the Equality Act. Longtime Swift fans might notice something else significant. The video ends with Swift hugging singer Katy Perry. They've been feuding for years, but made up last year. Swift is dressed as French fries and Perry as a hamburger. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A regional minister in Pakistan gave a briefing recently that was live streamed on social media, but whoever was doing the live streaming left the cat filter on. As Shakut Yousafzai was talking to reporters, people on the live stream saw him with pink cat ears and whiskers. The cat filter was later removed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.